Hello, everyone. Welcome to a new sex toy review. Today's product is the 14.3-pound sex doll male masturbator torso doll lifelike pocket pussy ass adult sex dolls for men masturbation, 3D realistic textured virgin vagina with anal channel and soft big boobs by Biwatt. Okay, so this is the Biwatt sex doll torso. As you can see, this is one of the mini torsos. It's only 15 pounds. It's extremely light. I could probably pick it up with one hand. Yep, no problem. You can just pick this up with one hand like a dumbbell. I'll talk about the features in a moment, but I just want you to get to appreciate the scale. This is one of those small dolls that basically pairs with an anime body pillow. Now, a standard body pillow, which is what these anime pillowcases fit on, is 150 centimeters. They're not life-size at all. And they have to shrink the image of the anime girl onto the body pillow so that it fits. So, if you're looking for a life-size torso, this isn't it. However, if you have an anime body pillow waifu, and you want something you can interact with, which pairs with the body pillow and gives you something 3D to touch and interact with, as opposed to just rubbing up against a pillowcase, that's what these are for. So as you can see, this fits one for one with anime body pillow Celestina's form. So her boobs look perfect, her waist looks perfect, hips look perfect, everything looks perfect. That's what this is for. So if you have an anime body pillow, that's your waifu, and you want something you can interact with, this is the kind of toy you want to look at. Just be aware this is not life size. So, you know, there's like a mental thing. I don't like these smaller toys. Even though they don't match the image on the body pillowcase, I would prefer a larger doll that's more life-size. But if you want a doll that matches the pillowcase, you have to go small because the image is shrunk down to fit on a body pillow. That's just the way it is. So if you remember, I reviewed another torso like this called the Paola torso. I think they probably meant Paula, but you know, they're Chinese. They don't know. They don't know what they're doing. It had legs. This one doesn't have legs. As you can see, the legs kind of round out. So you can't do doggy style with this, although you could prop it up on a pillow or something, or you could fold the body pillow up and prop this up at an angle, and you could still do doggy style if you wanted, but it doesn't have legs built into the torso for doggy style. The other thing about this torso that may differ from similar torsos is it does have a skeleton, but that skeleton isn't rigid. It's not poseable. So the skeleton doesn't bend and allow you to give different positions, but it's a kind of a semi-flexible, it's either plastic or possibly spring steel. And it gives the torso some structure, so it doesn't just flop around like a piece of TPE. It gives it some structure, but you can't pose it. So if you wanted to bend the torso to like sit at a certain angle, it won't do that. However, the skeleton does give it some structure. So I can pick it up. You can see it kind of flopping around. I can tell you just by feeling it, the skeleton is right here where my thumbs are pushing in. So there's two kind of rods that go through the torso. And they are flexible. They're kind of springy. Again, I can't tell if this is plastic. I think it might be spring steel. I can't tell. But you can definitely feel it. So this allows you to pick it up one-handed. Again, it's only 15 pounds. It's not heavy at all. But this allows you to pick it up. It's not heavy. But it doesn't just flop around. Like, without that spring steel skeleton, this torso would just flop in your hands like Jell-O. So, but you can't pose it. Like, I can't lift up anything to make this hold any kind of position. It'll just spring back into place. So the skeleton is not poseable, but there is a skeleton. All right, let's check out the titties. So the titties are solid. So they're not like semi-hollow or anything. They're solid, but they feel real. They feel good. They have a good kind of good squish to them. Let's do a jiggle test. You know, these are pretty good. Like, obviously it's scaled down. This is clear. Now, for some people, these smaller dolls trigger their sense, like, oh, this is like a child. This is clearly not like a child. Look at the proportions. Giant titties, thin waist. This is clearly a scaled down adult, and it's designed to fit on an anime body pillow, so don't get triggered. Look at these huge titties. Those are, I mean, they're not huge in like the realistic sense, like, look, my hand can completely grab them, but proportionally these are big boobs for the small torso. So if you're into like short stacks, or you have some kind of attack on Titan fetish, this might be the perfect toy for you. Anyway, yeah, so the boobs have a really good jiggle. They feel good. They feel good. Obviously, they're firm. I would have preferred semi-hollow. It makes them feel a little bit more real. It gives them a little bit better jiggle. But for the price, we'll get into the price in a minute. For the price, it's an amazing deal. So let's do a spank test. So you get a little bit. Pretty good spank. Good jiggle on this. You got the vibrations. You got a good spank. The butt feels good. Feels real good, actually. High quality. Pretty impressed, actually, for this good, high-quality butt. See, think about the butts. You don't want them to be hollow. A solid butt feels perfect. So the breasts feel a little bit firm. I would have preferred a semi-hollow breast, but it's fine. The butt feels great. Perfect butt. So there you go. All right, let's show her the goods. All right, so here are the goods. So you have, obviously, two holes. You have a vagina and a butthole. The vagina has, it's, you know, what you know what you're getting. You're getting a realistic texture. Now, obviously, because this is scaled down, the vagina cavity is much longer. So in a normal sex doll torso, if this were life size, the vagina cavity would go about this far. Because this is like a shrunk down, you know, torso, the vagina cavity goes basically into the stomach. They know that you're going to be interacting with your life-size body. So the vagina cavity and the anal cavity extend into the body, I think around this far. So don't worry about that. It's not like it has a shrunk down cavity that's proportional. Anyway, let's take another look. So it's a fixed vagina. Pretty much what you'd expect. Realistic, good texture. The butthole, the same thing. The butthole's a little bit tighter than the vagina is what you'd expect. You can see, like, when at rest, you can see the vagina hole is about twice the size as the anal hole, which is what you'd expect. So, obviously, what you see is what you get. When it comes to these sorts of toys, when you have the realistic kind of texture, you kind of know what you're getting. All right, let's do a side-by-side. So, this is the toy I'm reviewing now. This is the one that we just talked about. Let me do this side-by-side with the Paola, and you'll see what I mean. Okay, so I raised the camera a bit so you can see this in frame. So over here we have the torso I'm reviewing now. I actually already forgot the name of it. It didn't even have a name. You know, give your torsos a little name. It gives them character. Anyway, this is the torso I'm reviewing today. This is the Paola torso that I've reviewed in the past. The proportions are very similar. The only difference is obviously this one has legs and this one has a poseable skeleton. So this one, you can pose it. You can, you know, put it in different positions. You can move the legs. You can spread the legs. You can put it in doggy style, so on and so forth. When it comes to the actual, like, the breasts and the proportions, they're almost identical. Here, Okay, so here we have the one torso. So if I swap quickly between these, you'll see what I'm talking about. They're very similar. So, you know, the main difference is, of course, let me scroll down. You can see that, you know, the legs end. This has legs. This has legs and this has a poseable skeleton. The other one does not. This one, I think, was like $150, something like. It was less than $200, but I can't remember exactly what it cost. It was like $150. The other one is $84. So let's go back to that one. All right, so this is the Bi-Watt torso. I looked up the name again. The Bi-Watt torso is $84, which is very cheap for a toy like this. You can get doggy style asses about the same price, but if you want a full torso with titties and everything, you're looking at $150, $200. Because this is scaled down, $84 is very reasonable. So the thing about these toys is you either know if it's for you or if it isn't. If you have an anime body pillow waifu, this may be the toy for you. It's about not half the price, but it's close. So if posing the legs and, you know, doing like a little bit of positioning is really important to you and you want to pay a little more, you could check out that other torso. However, if you want the best bang for your buck, pun intended, and you have an anime body pillow waifu and you want the toy to match the image, you don't want something life-size kind of like overwhelming your anime waifu, you want it to match the picture on the pillow, then you want to get a smaller toy like this. Just be aware that it may not be that much of an issue with this particular toy, but when you get these smaller scaled down body pillow toys, you could run into someone who is just going to assume that it's meant to simulate a child, and you may get a lot of heat for that. This one, probably not so much, because it has the big titties, it has a skinny waist, it's clearly modeled after an adult, but simply scaled down. You may be okay with this one, but just be aware, if you don't want to have an awkward conversation with someone about this, make sure you keep the box, box it up when you're not using it, put it somewhere, you know, just to avoid having an awkward conversation about it. Anyway, all things considered, I recommend this toy if you have an anime body pillow waifu. Using it as a toy on its own, the size could be a deal breaker. I personally don't like these small toys. It just kind of weirds me out. I'm not into it. I prefer life size. But if you have an anime body pillow waifu, this might be perfect for you. And it's really cheap, only $85, which for a torso doll is really cheap. Just to put that in perspective, the Aurora torso is like $600-$700. Celestina is about $2,000. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about a life-size toy, a sub-$100, you know, quality sex torso is pretty rare. So the fact that this one's only $85 is really good. And it's free shipping, because it's available through Amazon. So $85, free shipping, what's not to love? I do have a coupon code, so if you want to get this toy, there's a coupon code on top of the fact this is only $85 with free shipping. So if this is for you, if you have an anime body pillow waifu, pick this up. You won't be disappointed. If you prefer life size, just be prepared to spend a little more and kind of look elsewhere. But for the person, you know who you are. If this is the right toy for you, you know it's the right toy for you. Use the coupon code, pick it up. So thank you, BuyWatt, for sponsoring this video. Again, coupon code, check it out. Use it, save some money. Thank you, BuyWatt, and thank you for watching. And this is Turtle Flinging Monkey, and I will see you next time.